Unit 7, Lesson B, page 58. 2. Lost Memories. A. Listen to Kent and Julia talk about how long photos and movies last. What is the problem with what Julia is doing?
Guess what? Today I finally finished one of my major projects.
What's that?
I finished scanning all of my old family photos and burning them onto these CDs. There were thousands of them.
Wow. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, photographs only last about 30 or 40 years before they start to break down. It's such a great feeling to know that all my memories are safe and secure, forever. Someday I'm going to show them to my children and my grandchildren, and after I'm gone, I'll give them to...
Whoa! Hold on a second, Julia. Those inexpensive CDs you burned won't last forever either, you know.
They won't?
I'm afraid not. CDs like those could start having problems after only 10 or 20 years. You'll probably need to copy them somewhere else by then, to be safe.
You're kidding. That's so inconvenient.
Well, yeah, but it's better than losing your photos. I learned the hard way that magnetic tape, you know, like in old video and audio cassette tapes, starts to have problems after 10 to 30 years. All the old movies of my grandparents are so damaged now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I was really sad about that. But you know, it even happens in Hollywood. Under normal conditions, film only lasts 25 to 50 years before problems start to develop. Steven Spielberg, the movie director, learned that the hard way when he took out the original film of his 1975 movie Jaws and found that it was already partially ruined.
Gosh, is there anything they can do to stop it?
Well, like you, they're trying to convert a lot of these movies to digital format and save them in computer memory. Or it's even possible to transfer them to extra high-quality film that lasts over 100 years. They've already worked on Singing in the Rain, Dr. Zhivago, Gone with the Wind.
Well, I don't want my photo memories to be gone with the wind. Oh, what should I do?
Well, for now, remember to use high-quality CDs. Don't touch the surface with your fingers and keep them in a dark place that's cool. Believe it or not, the refrigerator might be the best place. And keep an eye out for new technologies. I'm sure they'll come up with longer-lasting solutions in the future.
Thanks for the advice, Kent.